The South Shore's Morning News rolls on. I'm Rob Hakala along with Beth Foster, and it's time now for our Tech Talk segment. Every week at this time, we check in with our tech guy. That's David Snell over at AxSmart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Beth.
How are you, David?
I'm doing good.
All right. Well, here we are. Another week, another topic, and this one about safety, more safety measures, because when we talk about technology, it seems like we're always getting into child safety issues when it comes to tech and how much kids can have access to, right?
Exactly right. And right now, well, just a week or so ago, Utah became the first state to pass an App Store age verification bill.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So what that means, obviously, is that the app stores will be responsible for protecting kids 13 to 18 from the type of apps they can download and use on their phones.
I didn't even think about that. Of course, there were no apps available when I was a kid. So right now, in most states, because we know most kids have phones, I guess. Do they have app stores, too?
Yeah, you're going to have an app store if you have a phone, a smartphone. But, David, so this is considering that the people using the phone are telling the truth about their ages, right?
Exactly. That's the first problem. And the second problem is, Why does the App Store have to be responsible for thousands of app developers telling the truth about their apps?
Yes, correct. I mean, I think it comes down to a parent issue, but as media and social media evolves, you know, there's trying to have overhead of protection towards younger individuals, which I also don't necessarily disagree with, considering, you know, depression rates go up with social media usage. It's a very precarious matter, honestly.
Mm. It certainly is, especially for teenagers, because they're very impressionable.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that there can be lots of things happening on social media with bullying and all of that type of stuff, along with things that you can get to that you shouldn't really have access to.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Both Apple and Google are trying to get around this fact by being a little proactive and setting up what they feel is going to help parents protect their children, which is really what this comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
The parent makes a decision as to what apps will be allowed to be installed on the kids' phones.
Mm-hmm. I think that makes a lot of sense. As Beth was talking about, parent responsibility is key here. Because I guess, you know, like right now, if you had a store that, you know, you couldn't have a kid, you know, there are stores that say only 18 and older,
right,
or 21 and older. That's where you can physically see them and you say, hey, kid, get out of here. But how do you do it online?
Right. You just kind of say, are you 18? And you press yes. And
yeah,
then you put the year in that's 18. I was born in, I don't even know what an 18-year-old, when they're, I think they're born in 2002 at this point.
Oh my God, some ridiculous number.
Oh no, sorry, it's probably 2004.
Oh my gosh. Well, in any event,
yes,
you got it.
Well, you're close, Beth. You're getting there. Keep
2006.
Keep going, yeah.
Yeah, because they. I mean, it's hard to imagine even that that's, you know, again, as somebody who's 18 or, you know, 19 is around, they were born at that age. I know it seems very strange to me.
But I know, I lose track of time.
I do, because you think, you know, that everybody must be still around the time when I was born in the 70s or 80s.
Right. I still think that 1980 was 20 years ago,
yeah,
but we digress.
Okay.
So my thing is, so this relies on the parents to control the hardware and the software of their child's smartphone. So this means that the parent really has to go from A to Z in setting up their child's phone, and then they have to put these parental controls on it, and then the parental controls take it from there as long as the parents set it up correctly. Is that what I'm understanding?
Exactly right. And then starting later this year, parents who have set this up incorrectly with the child's age will be able to go back and correct that problem. If the children are 13 or younger. Now, it's good that the parents have this control, and they should have this control. Apple is actually adding into their phones for their child accounts that they will be default age of 13 or under, even if the parent doesn't set it up.
Okay,
so
that's
by
good.
Setting the defaults, they're going to force kids to protect themselves, to be protected.
Right. And then also in your article, you do talk about adolescents. So this is 13 plus, 16 plus. Like, where does a baton go after the child turns 13? Because you're still so very young and impressionable. And then that's when social media comes into play. And, you know, your mind is really evolving and depression rates can go up with intense social media use at that age.
Exactly. And that's why the parents should have the control, because as we all know, there are 13-year-olds who live and act more like 18 or 19-year-olds, mm-hmm. and there are 18-year-olds who act like they're 12-year-olds.
Correct.
Mm. Emotionally, and this is what the parent has to make the decision on.
Okay.
Which is much more important than having an app store say, this is hard and fast, you're 13, you can't go and use this app.
That's very fair. So the app store is kind of helping the parents move through the switches that they need to turn on to better prepare their child to use a smartphone. Now, my thing is I wish that there was a less intense version, like Apple introduces a less intense version of an iPhone that can be specifically given to children. Like, it just has less bells and whistles. Do you
think? Yeah, I don't understand why there isn't something already that is the dumber version.
Right.
Well, that's what they're working on now with the phones and the operating systems. But you don't want to have some, let's say you get a phone for a 12-year-old, and they're going to be moving up in that age in a year or two, and you want the phone to last them a while.
This is true.
So the phones have to be adjustable and adaptable as when the child ages.
Okay. I personally think that children should be given those old Verizon block phones with Snake as the one game on it. That's what I was given for my first cell phone. And then they can call mom, they can call dad, they can call grandma or their brother or their aunt. And or maybe like a flip phone, you know.
Flip phone should come back.
Yeah, flip phone should come back. But, you know, I understand my nieces and nephews, some of them do have smartphones. My brother's a big tech guy. He gives them his old phones.
Yeah, I
right?
see them using a lot of my mom and my sister's, like, their old iPhones. They're
correct.
Using them. But, yeah, I don't know. I guess it would be easier if okay, you want the phone. You want to have something that, I get it, evolves with
track.
Your child.
Yeah.
So you have the phone evolving. So I guess what you need really are just very good, no way to get around lockouts, right?
Exactly right. And you really need, and I believe this wholeheartedly, that you need the parent to be involved in this decision.
Mm.
Yeah.
Don't
okay.
rely on social media companies. Don't rely on Apple or Google to make the decision for you, because it's your child.
Yeah. You got to get involved and you got to take a more aggressive stance. You're right.
Yeah.
You don't just sit there and go, well, they're not doing anything about it. That's
no.
where you got to step in, right?
The
right.
media landscape is so massive. There's no way. Like, it really comes down to the parent. And I think what my brother does is that he adds the iCloud address to his account so he can see what his kids are doing, essentially. But
that's great.
Not everybody has those capabilities. You know, my brother's just good at computers.
Maybe you could set an AI up to spy on your kids for you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to happen eventually.
I'm sorry.
It might be happening now, Rob. You never know.
It's true. It's Minority Report parent version.
Your nephew is going to a bad YouTube site. I have sent a small voltage.
Oh, my
goodness.
No,
okay. All right. Anyway, David Snell's got the latest on what Apple is doing to add more child safety measures. David, where do people go to read the blog?
Let's go to ActSmartIT.com and click on my blog link.
ActSmartIT.com. David, thank you so much.
Have a great day, guys.
You too. That's David Snell, ActSmartIT.com.